I'm Angie Robertson, and you're listening to Spirit-Led Life, Episode 9. I can't believe we are already in March, and it feels like I just released Episode 6 for the January Reflections. On today's episode, I'm going to do a February recap of what has been supporting me in my body, my soul, and my spirit. I share something that has been so yummy for my taste buds, a book that is helping me pray more effectively, and something huge that I've recently let go of. These are just a few of the things I share. I hope this episode inspires and encourages you to do your own reflections. Let's go to the show. I know it seems like I just released the January Reflection episode, and I actually did 3 episodes back. I was a little late in the month releasing it, but now that I'm getting in the rhythm of recording, I'll do these reflections more at the beginning of each month. And I can say doing these reflections causes me now to really pay attention to what happens during the month because I know I'm going to be sharing them with you. And I find myself being real intentional and cultivating all month those things that really support me. Before we get to today's content, if you are on the list to receive emails from me when new episodes drop, and also the behind the scenes that I share, feel free to reply to one of those emails with what supported you in February. I'd love to hear and I'd love to connect with you because after all, you are the reason that I am doing this podcast. If you aren't on the list, be sure to visit spiritledlifepodcast.com and you will see the subscriber form if you scroll down just about halfway. I share things in those emails that I don't share anywhere else on social media or even on this podcast. So I give you a little behind the scenes of each episode and share a few other details. So be sure to subscribe if you'd like to receive those emails. I'm going to set some groundwork for those who may not have listened to episode 5 yet, or if you're new here. In that episode, we learned that we are made of 3 parts, and each of those parts has 3 parts. And so just a quick recap of those parts, they are for the body, it is speech, the 5 senses in action. And then our soul is made up of our mind, will, and emotions. And our spirit is made up of our conscience, fellowship, and intuition. Well, what's really cool is today is episode 9, and we are going to share 9 things that supported me. And it would have been even cooler if this episode would have fallen on March 9th. However, March 9th is a Saturday and these episodes drop on a Thursday and I want to stick to my schedule. So, and I know everybody's used to receiving them on Thursday. So we're 2 days away. So it's close enough. So let's get started and start with the body. And here is what supported me in February. For speech, it was doing episode 8 with Ebony. And you've listened to that right before this episode, and she is such a gem. And each of us, we were talking about what we call God and what it means to call him dad, or in my case, I call him Poppy. And it was so nice to fellowship about this with another follower and express our intimate relationship we each have with God. And what is so cool is we are both worshiping the same Father. Neither of us has to be jealous of the other that maybe God loves her more than me or vice versa, but God loves us equally. And to me, that's just wild to think about if we really think about it. He loves each and every one of us equally. For the 5 senses, I'm going to concentrate on taste. I love coffee. I have admitted it. I've said it. The taste of it, that is. And I come by honestly. Now, I'm going to share a little story. It might gross you out, so be prepared. My mom always had a can of drip coffee, you know, just the coffee that you put in your coffee maker. And in the mornings, she would grab the canister of coffee and she would take a couple of spoonfuls and just eat them. And I know that probably just completely grossed you out, but she loved the taste of coffee. Or it could be that she needed that shot of caffeine to keep up with me as I was growing up. I mean, this was before all those caffeinated shots and high energy drinks. She says it's for the taste, so I'm sticking with that narrative. Now, as much as I love coffee, I can't have the caffeine that comes with normal coffee. In fact, I have been caffeine free for over 20 years now. And because of this, it means decaf for me. And let's just say most caffeine free coffee is horrible. and it's bitter, and it has to do with the way that they process it. And I've always muddled through it, and I've kind of acquired a taste after these, you know, all these years now. And I can find enjoyment, especially if I add enough creamer and sugar. And by far the worst, just a side note, by far the worst decaf coffee that I've ever had is the one that comes from that famous coffee company that is all over the world and started in Seattle. I'm not going to name names, but I think you get the gist of what I'm talking about. To me, it tastes like burnt ashes. It just is, it's really bad. It's just burnt tasting. I just want to go on the record with that and spare any other of my caffeine-free, coffee-loving people out there. If you haven't ever had that particular company's coffee, spare yourself. You don't need it. But most of the time, I try to make my own coffee at home, but I have yet to find a good decaf coffee to make at home. But that all changed because one day I was waltzing into my local Trader Joe's and I saw that they had decaf. Now, I use the pods because we have a Keurig, and so I use the pods. So I saw that they had decaf pods, which, again, is another thing that's hard to come by. Now, I love Trader Joe's. I love all their food, products, the people, everything. In fact, if you follow me on Instagram, I did a nighttime routine once and shared most of the face products that I use to care for my skin. They actually come from Trader Joe's. They have amazing products, and their ingredients in their products are right up there with some of the most organic things. And it, to me, it's the best kept beauty secret out there. Anyway, I digress. Back to coffee. Well, as I was walking down the aisle, I decided to pick up their decaf coffee pods, and I really wasn't expecting much. I also picked up their oat milk brown sugar creamer, which is you see it all over YouTube, TikTok, everybody's the rages about it. So I loaded all my bags into my car. And as I was driving back home, the package of coffee wafted through the car and the smell rivaled that of traditional coffee. I got cautiously excited because I've been so disappointed in the past and I made sure not to get my expectations up. But that night, I decided to make myself a cup of coffee. I often drink my coffee at night because it's kind of like an ending nighttime routine for me. And I love the taste. So it's like a dessert for me. Well, I brewed my cup and the smell started circling around the kitchen and it was so intoxicating. Even my husband came in and made a comment of how good it smelled. Again, cautiously optimistic here. I poured a little of the creamer in my coffee, blew on the cup, took my first sip, and y'all, the second that coffee hit my mouth, I was in heaven. It is by far the best decaf coffee I have ever had in my life, and I'm not exaggerating by that. I finally found my decaf nirvana, and why hadn't I tried this sooner? They have spoiled me so much that now when I drink any other decaf, Trader Joe's has set the bar so high. Very high, I might add. Now, before Trader Joe's, I used to go to Fresh Market, which is another grocery store chain. Some of you may not have a Fresh Market in your town, but it's kind of more of a high-end, kind of up there with Whole Foods level grocery market, a boutique, if you will. And they always have their brewed coffees sitting out. Like they'll brew a bunch of different flavors to kind of help customers experience coffee and taste it. And they always have one that's decaf. And they do an amazing job. Their brew technique is fantastic. And the coffee is always good. So every single time I go in there, I always get a cup of their decaf. And at the time, it was the best coffee that I had tasted. But now that even pales in comparison to the Trader Joe's decaf coffee. And don't worry, I'll be sure to link to the coffee and creamer in the show notes. But if you're a decaf girly like me, I highly recommend you try it out because it is the best. And I'd love to hear what you think as well. Now, moving on. The last area of the body is action. And in February, moving my body became really important to me. I had a severe head cold for 2 weeks and there were days I didn't feel like moving. In fact, this is like almost 3 weeks out now and I'm still a little nasally in my nose, and I can tell, and I'm still have a little lingering cough, but I'm definitely on the mend and feeling better. One time one of my friends said to me, when you're sick, you need to keep moving. That was her motto or solution for being sick. And sometimes I think about this and how true that can be. And other times I find when your body wants to rest, it wants to rest, and pushing it will do more harm than good. In fact, as I felt this cold coming on, I did all the things to try and ward it off. It started on a Wednesday, and by Saturday, I was feeling pretty good. I thought maybe I kicked it after all, and it was going to be a quick run, and I was heading back to normal. I decided to go on one of my epic nature walks with my husband, and then I came home and proceeded to climb up and down a ladder to hang pictures in our newly redecorated living room. And by the end of the night, I was tired, but I still felt really good. Now, Sunday morning came. I woke up with the most intense pressure and pain in my face and zero energy. My nose was running and my throat had the slightest little lovely tickle. Ugh, I overdid it. I should have rested instead of pushing myself. It was downhill from there. For the next several days, I had zero energy, could only blow my nose and cough. I even ran a fever one night. And you can hear my lovely cold on episodes 7 and 8. I recorded those two episodes back to back, and it was the tail end of my cold, but you could still catch it. Being sick set me back just a bit on recording episodes, but thankfully I was ahead, so I never was in any danger of not releasing an episode. Needless to say, there is a time to move and a time to rest, just like it says in Ecclesiastes 3:1. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. Let's move on to soul. For my mind, I got my hands on a little pocket-sized book called The Power of a Praying Woman by Stormy Odomoran. I'll share later when we get to spirit how I came about this book, as I don't want to give any spoilers away right now. I'm a huge lover of Stormy's book, Power of a Praying Wife. In fact, it is what I used to pray over Dave from the moment he was diagnosed with cancer all the way up to the day. I still use it. I mean, I've had this book for decades, and I've used it all throughout our marriage. But while Dave was going through cancer, it became my touchstone of hope. And some days it was all I could muster. So when I didn't know what to pray or how to pray or even wanted to pray, I would pull that book out and just start praying different prayers over him. And what I love about her books is that the prayers in them are straight scripture. She takes scriptures and forms them and makes them into a personal prayer that you can pray for yourself or for someone else. I even give copies of The Power of a Praying Wife and Power of a Praying Husband out as gifts to newlyweds. I watched God work through those prayers and continue to watch when I pray for Dave. I love using those prayers when I don't know what to pray or I don't want to pray or my own ego gets in the way of my prayers. They're just the best prayer because it's praying God's word back to him. So jump back to this little pocket-sized book I received. I'm really not sure how this particular title escaped me. I didn't know she had one for The Power of a Praying Woman. I guess I've been under a rock or something. But this little book has now become a part of my morning routine. I don't pray from it every day, but certainly when I struggle with my own will and emotions, praying from this book has been freeing. Again, I'll link to it in the show notes if you want to pick up a copy for yourself. I'll also link to the husband and wife book as well, in case you want to pick it up for yourself if you're married or give it as a gift for someone you know that's getting married. They make an excellent gift, and what better gift to give a couple than bringing them the word of God to pray over each other? So moving on to will. Well, when I was sick, learning my will can easily be overridden. Whether I like it or not, was definitely something that I learned and supported me in February. I can try and will myself to feel better, or I can listen to my body and give it what it needs. For emotions, I'm part of a team with a client, and there was a technical glitch that happened to one of my team members where this very important work got lost. It was a recording, and the whole recording got lost. When we got together for our team meeting, the subject was brought up and this team member turned into tears. I felt so overly compassionate for her, and I started tearing up myself. I loved her heart and that she cared so much. This wasn't a life or death situation, and while not ideal, technology isn't reliable. I mean, last week we heard about everybody's cell phone going out. There was nothing, though, that she could have done to prevent this. What also upset me is how much she stressed over the situation. And I've been there. I remember how I would put myself in knots for clients when I was so desperate to seek their approval. Not saying that that's what was happening with her and that she was seeking everybody's approval. It just brought up a reminder of how I used to operate my business and making my clients happy and seeking their approval. When I began to look at God as my source and everything else as a resource, everything changed for me. And this doesn't just imply in business. It's also in our everyday life. When we look at everything as a resource, money, everything in our life is a resource that God gives us, whether it's for our own enjoyment or for use to give His word out and His love out, whatever it is, everything is a resource for us. And it isn't that I don't care about my clients or have integrity in my business. I now know who my true boss is. He is the one I want to make happy. I will never make people truly happy. Only He can do that. And that's a good reminder for us. We will never make every single person in our lives happy. The people that are closest to us, the people that we meet, we can never make them all happy. Only God can give them that love, joy, and peace. We've covered body and soul. And before we move on to spirit, I want to thank you, dear listener, for the kind reviews you are leaving. It means so much to me that you take the time to do this. If you would like to leave a kind review, share, or follow this podcast, it helps this podcaster reach more people. Now let's move on to spirit. For my intuition, really this could be both intuition and conscience. It started with my intuition, and then the Holy Spirit confirmed it with me through what someone shared. In February, I stepped down from a role I've had for the last almost 6 years. It was something I knew was coming. And in fact, last January 2023, I stepped down from a more significant role with that same organization and took on a much smaller role. I knew, though, it was time to completely step away. I had been struggling with this decision for some time, and really, I wanted to make sure I left for the right reasons. And when I attended our recent monthly meeting in February, the leader of the organization shared at the end how there are seasons when we are part of the organization and seasons when God wants us to sit out of the organization. All of this was ringing so true for me, but it was when he said, "Don't be afraid of leaving me in a bind by exiting." This was the permission I needed to step away. I had been holding on as to not cause more stress on anyone. A little bit egotistical to say the least, but my heart and intentions were coming from a place of love. I certainly didn't want to leave anybody in a bind, and I wasn't thinking haughty of myself. I just knew that we didn't have really anyone to fill the role of what I was doing. Stepping down from this role will allow me more time to focus on this podcast and see what else God has in store for us. I have lots of dreaming of where this could go, so I'm excited to focus more time on His best. For conscience, it was when I did the guest interview with Ebony L. Tress and watching how Holy Spirit spoke through her and how connected my thoughts were with Him and He was connecting with her. We were so in sync with the Trinity during that episode, and I was so honored to be a part of that experience and the power of being tapped into the Holy Spirit. Okay, last part of the Spirit, and this is fellowship. This goes with the Power of a Praying Woman book that I mentioned earlier and how I actually received it. In February, the women's ministry at our church did a brunch. I was excited to attend as I love our church and the people in it. It is the most real church I have ever been to. It isn't perfect. I don't want it to seem that way. It is a building filled with humans, after all, and we are all flawed. There is no such thing as the perfect Christian. Only through Jesus are we perfected by His blood. But one of the many things that I love about our church is we don't stay in our four walls. It isn't a R4 and no more kind of church. We go out into the community and minister to people, whether serving meals to single moms and their children, to doing Serve Day in our community and supporting other industries who are serving challenged populations. But back to the brunch. I was looking forward to this day, and when I got sick and thought I was in jeopardy of not being able to attend, I got a little nervous. Thankfully, I was well enough where I wouldn't make anyone else sick, and I could participate. Being around other followers sharpens my iron. It's just like what it says in Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. Fellowshipping with other followers is fellowshipping with God. And we are all part of one body, whether in church or in your neighborhood block party. When believers get together, we are the body of Christ. There is nothing I love more. This is also how I obtained the book. The guest speaker for the day was giving them out to all the women who attended. And what a blessing to receive it. So there you have it. That is what supported each area of my being for the month of February. For this week's Heavenly Position System Challenge, as always, we are going to take out our journals and take some time to reflect on the month of February for yourself and those three parts, body, soul, and spirit, and the makeup of each. Take some time, journal, and reflect what supported you in February. Have the Holy Spirit bring to remembrance what it was that He did through you and for you. My hope for this episode is that it drew you a little bit closer to God and understanding and accepting yourself more. As I close today, I will leave you with a scripture from Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8 that I mentioned earlier, but this is the full first 8 verses there. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, and a time for war and a time for peace. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode, and be sure to tune in each week so we can learn together how to have a Spirit-led life.